Now, I know that you have been up all night, as most legislators have. It's been a couple of stressful days in the ledge, correct?
That is absolutely correct. You know, today marks the final day of the 2017 legislative session. Lawmakers are constitutionally allowed to make before sine die, which is at midnight tonight. And there are some things that they're required by law to pass before they can do that, namely a balanced budget. So a couple days ago, lawmakers were working on that budget, lawmakers in the Senate specifically, when Senate Republicans decided they weren't going to vote for a 10% excise tax on recreational marijuana, which led to a tit-for-tat in the Senate, which led to the governor saying that, or speculation that the governor will call a special session if the balanced budget isn't passed. So we were up late over the last few days trying to find out what the deal would be, and at about 11 p.m. last night, the Senate finally started working on that deal.
Crazy excitement. What kind of deal did come out of all of this drama?
So essentially, Democrats in the Senate agreed to put more than $20 million into a school choice scholarship fund known as the Opportunity Scholarships. That's in place of funding education savings accounts. In exchange, some Republicans agreed to vote in favor of a 10% excise tax on the sale of recreational marijuana, which is what started this all in the first place. There are some funding measures here and there. In the meanwhile, there's a $25 million one-time expenditure for the UNLV Medical School. There's that about a $5.5-6 million give to the Washoe County Schools to act as a stopgap for them. You know, they've been having budget problems over there for the last few years, so that's going to help them quite a bit. You know, and with both sides appeased, you know, Republicans and Democrats were able to pass that capital improvements tax, or that capital improvements bill, excuse me, which is vital for the state. You know, that's going to have all of these funding projects in there and building projects. So here's what Senator Ford, the majority leader, said last night.
It was a bipartisan effort, effort on both sides, a bipartisan approach to trying to find solutions. You know, we may disagree sometimes on policy, but we can find a way to do so, agreeably, and see if we can find middle ground on policy items like we have. So that's what we're able to get done.
Was there anything the Democrats had to give up that they weren't necessarily wanting to do?
No.
Interesting, but the Senate is only half the battle. It still has to go through the Assembly. Is that going to be difficult?
You know, normally I would say yes, because the lower chamber is more reactive. Not so here. All session, the Senate has been the more reactionary body. Lawmakers in the Assembly have been more studious, more diligent on passing bills and working together. And I think that they've expressed that they were willing to find some deal that worked for everybody. But now that there's a deal, they're willing to go along with it. And even if it's not perfect, says Assembly Minority Leader Paul Anderson.
You know, we have to face the realities of we had a capital improvement project budget that we needed to get passed under at some level. That required a 2/3 vote. We knew that, we needed to get something for those parents that are looking for school choice. We couldn't come to an agreement on ESAs in both houses. And I think at this point, in this late hour, this was a good opportunity to continue with that school choice.
So what happens now, Paul?
You know, there's still a few bills out there that they want to get done. There's a RPS on renewable energies portfolio standards that they want to look at. There's also a bill on making insulin prices more transparent from pharmacy companies. And there's also the governor's veto watch, which he's been more than happy to veto bills this year.
A lot going on. Thanks for stopping by. Now, this all must be accomplished by midnight tonight at the legislature. We'll keep you updated on what's going on. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.